Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Everybody, it's time for the Binge Boys podcast presented by Watchdog Media. I'm your host, Logan Lewis, and I'm joined again
by Tanner Smith.
Hello, Tanner.
How are you?
I'm just groovy. How are you?
Good. It's a weird time of day to be recording the Binge Boys, I tell you.
It is.
A little strange.
Recording it a little early today.
A little early.
We had to make do because I had something come up for tonight. So we are doing it early. Matt is not joining us. That's okay. He told us that we could go ahead and do this during the day, so we got his approval. Thanks, Matt.
Thank you, Matt.
You know what we're doing today, Tanner?
Doing the Binge Boys.
We're doing the Binge Boys. Do you know what the Binge Boys is?
It's the boys who binge.
Yeah, it is. But in case you don't know, if you're joining us for the first time, welcome. And if you're a returner,
welcome back.
Hey. If this is your first time, though, the premise is that each week my co-host and I break down the hottest in TV and film. Every Thursday, an episode comes out entitled The Run Through, where we break down a specific movie or TV series and break it down piece by piece.
Like
and
a puzzle.
We give it an in-depth review. Huh?
Like a puzzle.
Yes. Piece by piece.
Piece by piece.
First things first, follow us on Instagram at the Binge Boys Podcast. That's where you go to get our announcements, our top five lists, our reviews, and more. Next thing, go to iTunes and make sure you've left that 5-star rating as well as a short review. Lastly, tell a friend in need about the podcast. That's what I need from you.
Go to YouTube. We're on every single thing.
Yep.
Every place.
Yep.
Anywhere you can think of.
Absolutely.
Except maybe Indeed.
We're not on Indeed. Yeah, we are on LinkedIn.
Ooh.
Check it out on LinkedIn.
Apply Watchdog
Media. Yeah. Fucking get a job.
Fucking
Tanner, it is 2021.
And you know what? I think I know where you're going with this.
Where do you think I'm going with it?
In 2021, it's so hard. I can't do it.
It's okay. Everyone is on their hotness and fitness journey, and one of the biggest aspects of that lifestyle is eating healthy and meal prepping. Most people have no idea where to start, and they're overwhelmed by options, and they don't know what meals suit them best for the goals they want to achieve. Luckily, Prepped and Ready has that solution. Prepped and Ready Meals delivers high-quality, fresh meals and health and fitness in mind. With a variety of healthy and low-calorie but delicious meals, they can cater to anyone's personal needs.
Woo.
If you live in that greater Atlanta area and you're interested in meal prep made simple, you can go to PreppedReadyMeals.com and use code BINGE15 at checkout for 15% off your first-time order. Binge15 for 15% off that first-time order. Tanner.
I'd hurry up and do that because they're taking off. Get in on the ground floor, boys and girls.
I think that's a really good point.
Yeah.
Very, very well noted. They are taking off. You need to get in while you can now. Binge15 at checkout. First-time order. If you're not sure, just use that promo code. You get 15% off.
BINGE15.
That's it.
Boom.
Boom.
Bam.
Tanner.
Kapow. Okay.
Tanner.
I've had a lot of caffeine today.
Yeah, you have. You came in with a coffee and a Dr. Pepper bottle, finished both of those, and then you went and got lunch.
Which
and you got another
Dr. Pepper, which I'm sucking down.
You were just...
I'm like...
You were just jogging.
I was. Like, if I was on camera, you'd be like, what the hell is wrong with this
kid? I really wish I got that on film. In fact, I might just pull my phone out.
I'll just keep talking, and then I'll... You hear the shaking? That's my jewelry.
That is Tanner running. Out. He's maxed out. He's running. Nah, it's
I was waiting on you. Yeah,
I didn't have the right Snapchat logged in. Tanner, what'd you do this weekend?
I worked and I submitted something to work.
Oh, yes.
It is a little piece of paper called My 2 Weeks. Let's go. I'm going to go work at a golf course now.
That's awesome.
Which is perfect for me. You know, you'd think.
Yeah.
And I'm also going to do concert events and I'm going to sell alcohol.
Who are you going to do that with?
My buddy Matt.
I mean, like, what company is it?
I don't know. But he just can get me in. That's all I know.
Okay.
And I'm going to be at a Pitbull concert.
When?
In October at some point.
Okay.
Pitbull, Suicide Boys too.
That's tight.
Judas Priest. Breaking the Law. But my dad's like, you got to get me in there. I'm like, you think I have that power? But he's going to probably end up going with me.
Yeah, maybe.
Uh-huh.
That'd be fun.
Slipknot. Yeah.
Your life's just taking off.
Yeah, so that's what I did this weekend. And then I also got a little ill after the freaking COVID shot. But hey.
That's okay.
We're thriving now. And what'd you do this weekend, Mr. Logie Bogie?
Nothing. Catherine was feeling a little under the weather, so we kind of just laid low. Watched a lot of movies I've never seen before. No, I watched Wedding Crashers.
Oh.
I watched Legally Blonde.
Legally Blonde.
And I watched The Lincoln Lawyer.
Oh.
Have you seen that?
I tried when I was younger.
It's and
I was
good. Like, this is Go boring. Back. It's on Netflix.
Okay. Oh.
Yeah. That's where we watched it with Matthew McConaughey.
Matthew McConaughey what?
Matthew McConaughey.
Matthew McConaughey. Bye.
It's really good.
Yeah, I heard it's a really good movie.
It's really good.
Oh, The Lincoln Lawyer. Okay, yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Oh, yeah. So good.
I was too boring as a kid.
It's great now. Go back.
Good.
Go back. It's really good.
That's exciting. Okay,
oh, cool. God, it's so good.
Is there action?
Slightly,
I'm sure.
It's not really an action movie.
No, but like meaning is there any like...
There's exciting things.
Some violence.
Yeah.
Sure.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Some punching of the faces.
It's a murder mystery.
Well, then there's some violence.
There is some Yeehaw. Violence. Yeehaw. More caffeine.
More caffeination.
Wow.
I'll probably get a coffee out of here, too.
Really?
Probably. I got a free drink from Dunkin', so why not?
Oh, my God. You're going to do it today?
Maybe not.
Yeah, use it tomorrow.
Yeah, but I'm already at the point where if I buy one more coffee, I'll get another free drink. So then I'll get this coffee, get the little scanny scan, and then I'll have another free drink in the morning.
Get a little scanny scan?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Well... If you want, we can just drive straight into the headlines.
Drive?
Yeah, we'll drive straight in.
Okay, let's do it.
And we're going to drive straight in to the news that Fantastic Beasts 3 was announced formally. Tanner, have you seen any of the Harry Potter movies or Fantastic Beasts movies?
Harry Potter, yes. Only like the first two.
Oh, okay.
But no Fantastic. I'm not interested. I don't like wizard stuff.
That's okay.
Yeah. I mean, it's not that I don't. I just never really have been too interested in Expelliarmus.
Yeah, I get you.
You know, I mean, a lot of people are going to be like, what the hell is wrong with you? But, you know, whatever.
Yeah, it's okay.
I'll get into it at some point, I'm sure.
Yeah, I mean, they're fine movies. I don't jump up and down about them, but they're fine.
I've always wanted to watch them.
You should. You should watch them piece by piece. They're good.
Harry Potter head.
Harry Potter.
Harry Potter. The Potter head.
It's a good movie, isn't it?
It's a good movie, isn't it?
Fantastic Beasts 3 got its official title and release date. That's the first one.
Oh, whoops.
The third one is entitled Fantastic Beasts, The Secrets of Dumbledore.
Dumbledore.
And it sets an April 15th, 2022 release date.
Dumbledore's...
He's the lead wizard.
That's right. That's crazy. I didn't know they were in the same universe. See, that's how much I don't know.
That's okay.
It is.
They're prequels, I think. Yeah, they're prequels to the Harry Potter movies.
Interesting.
Yes. Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them came out in 2016, and Fantastic Beasts and the Crimes of Grindelwald came out in 2018. It is the third movie of the planned 5 Harry Potter prequels. How about that?
Well,
Fantastic Beasts and the Secrets of Dumbledore.
Dumbledore. Dumbledore's cool.
April 15th, 2022. Tanner, there was a lot of events over the weekend.
Yes, there was.
But before we get to both of those, Disney is in trouble.
Why?
Disney is suing to keep its Avengers copyrights assembled. Bear with me on this, okay?
What the hell are we talking about here? Are we about to lose something?
Maybe. Disney-owned Marvel is suing relatives of Steve Ditko and other Marvel comic creators to retain control of classic characters, including Iron Man, Daredevil, Spider-Man, Black Widow, and more. Says the lawsuits were filed in New York against the relatives of Steve Ditko, Don Rico, Don Heck, and Gene Colan, as well as Stan Lee's brother and Marvel collaborator, Lawrence Lieber. What? They asked the courts that Disney owns Avengers, Iron Man, Amazing Spider-Man, and more, Doctor Strange, Black Panther, including the character story elements that formed the basis for Disney's Marvel Cinematic Universe.
What the hell?
Says here, if like Disney loses this lawsuit, they could lose rights to iconic Marvel comic book characters.
All right, well, that'll be the end of Marvel.
Yeah.
You shitting me?
I don't think we'll be in trouble. I think Disney will win, but...
But if they win, they get Spider-Man officially?
No, if they win, they just don't lose them.
What the fuck?
Yeah, I know. So it's okay. I think it'll be okay.
Well, if it's not, then nobody's going to be okay. Yeah, I'm not going to be okay.
I know.
I might end up... You might see me driving down the road, but then see me swerve right off into a pole.
Yeah.
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 But that's okay. It's just
pizza.
A lawsuit at this point.
Yeah, but...
But we'll see what happens.
Now it's headlines.
Yeah.
Son of a beach.
So we'll
see. Son of a beep, 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 beep.
Tanner, over the weekend, Nintendo had a big event where they showcased the future of Switch games and Nintendo stuff. But at the end of it, they announced a Super Mario movie.
I saw that.
And the cast for the Super Mario movie.
I never clicked on the link.
You didn't see it?
No.
Oh, I'm about to blow your mind.
I was going to click on the link. Wait, who's
playing the lead character as Mario? Chris Pratt.
Let's go!
All right. You ready to keep going?
Uh-huh.
Playing Luigi is Charlie Day. That guy.
Dude, this is going to be
This is an animated movie. Animated movie. So these are just voice acting.
I don't care anymore.
Anna Taylor-Joy as Princess Peach. That girl.
Oh, she's adorable.
Yeah, she's great. As Bowser. Jack Black.
Okay. Too high-pitched, but okay.
Yeah. As Donkey Kong. Seth Rogen.
Are you shitting me? What in the hell? Dude, is this going to be rated R?
As Toad. Keegan-Michael Key.
Let's go. He's fucking hilarious.
As Cranky Kong,
who?
Which I didn't know was a character.
Maybe it's not.
I guess it's Donkey Kong's dad. Fred Armisen.
Oh, my Lord.
I don't know if that's how you say his name.
Armisen.
And lastly, Kevin Michael Richardson as That Thing.
I don't know who that is.
I don't know it either. It's a little wizard.
No, him.
Kamek. I don't know who he is.
No, I don't either. But either way, that's the cast for the animated Super Mario Brothers movie that's aired in theaters December 2022.
It'd be funnier if it was live action.
Yeah, but how would they do that?
I don't know.
There's a lot of people upset, Tanner.
Why?
That Chris Pratt is a white guy playing a Mexican Hispanic character.
Well, I understand that.
Chris Pratt took to Instagram the other day to announce his role, and he was like, "It's a me. I'm Mario." And he was like, "That's not the voice, but I've been working on the voice and it's really good. You guys will like it." I'm excited.
I'm excited. I mean, I love it. But, I mean, I just, you know.
Jack Black is Bowser.
That's awesome.
I can't wait to see what they do with that.
Watch this movie be S-H-I-T.
I hope not. Because it's being made by the OG Mario creators and Nintendo.
So they got full control?
Probably. And Warner Brothers, I think.
They have full control.
So if this is a success, we could see like a Nintendo universe of movies.
Do we need it?
No.
Not at all.
Do we want it?
Maybe.
Maybe.
Yeah, we'll see.
But do we need it?
No.
No.
Not even close.
Nobody's asking for it.
Don't care. But hey.
You know who else had an event over the weekend, Tanner?
Netflix.
Netflix did.
And they dropped a
bunch of shit.
They dropped a horse load shit amount of things.
So I'm just going to run through quickly what they announced. the major thing. This was a 3-hour event.
I half of them that though are like trailers for shows I still haven't seen.
And for things that I don't care about.
Yeah.
But the things that are really big ticket items, they released a sneak preview of Red Notice, the movie that stars Gal Gadot, Ryan Reynolds, and The Rock.
Oh, I didn't even see that.
That drops on November 12th on Netflix. Of course, everything on here premieres on Netflix. The Harder They Fall, which is a Western movie starring Idris Elba and a bunch of other guys, Jonathan Majors, Regina King, Zazie Beetz. Really awesome African-American actors in a Wild West movie. I'm excited. Jay-Z is producing the movie. It will be out on November 3rd.
That's exciting.
The week before.
Jay-Z, a producer. Interesting.
Genius is a Netflix documentary about Kanye West.
There is
no release date on that yet.
It's just a long clip of him rapping back in the day.
Yeah. We've got a movie.
Hang on. It wasn't even that great of a rap.
Yeah, it wasn't that amazing.
No.
We got a teaser trailer for Extraction 2. Did you see Extraction 1?
Oh, yeah. I loved it. It should have ended right there,
starring Chris Hemsworth. That'll come out in 2022 at some point.
In my opinion, it ended great, and it should have stayed there, too.
I think so, too.
How the hell does he survive that?
We've got Murder Mystery 2, which is the sequel to Murder Mystery that starred Adam Sandler and Jennifer Aniston. We didn't need a sequel for that.
We've got the first one.
Full-blown trailer for a movie that premieres at the end of October called Army of Thieves, which is the prequel to
Army of the Douchebags.
Army of the Dead.
Oh, I didn't like that movie at all.
This movie comes out on October something. It doesn't say.
October? Juvember.
I think it's like October 30th. It's like the end of the month.
Probably.
Don't Look Up. The movie that stars amazing. Ariana Grande, Meryl Streep, Jennifer Lawrence, Leonardo DiCaprio, Jonah Hill, and many more comes out on December 10th.
Stars Leo.
Yeah.
That's right. Oh, Leo on Netflix. I'm so surprised.
They also dropped teasers for Stranger Things Season 4, The Witcher Season 2. They confirmed Witcher Season 3. Mm. And then they announced a bunch of other shows that I personally don't care about. Ozark. They gave a little trailer for that. You've never seen an episode of Ozark?
Not one.
How?
Am I going to love it? I know it's drug
you
money
would love
laundering.
It.
I know that. But I suck.
That is such a good show.
I have so many others to watch.
Like
Boardwalk Empire, and I'm being forced to watch Game of Thrones, and I don't want to at all.
Don't watch it.
I've seen the first season, and
it was
too much sex.
It's overrated.
It sucks.
come at me, people, if you want to, but Game of Thrones is overrated.
Look, I'm gonna go ahead and harp a little, but listen, harp, is that the right word?
I don't know.
A little bit.
Yeah.
People try so hard to get me into this Knights and Dragons bullshit, and I've never been interested in knights. I've always thought you're a complete dork if you dress up like a knight. I always dress up like a superhero or something, you know? Or like a freaking mobster or gangster or drug lord or something cool.
You can try it.
I'll try
it out.
I've seen season one. I hated it. I didn't hate it. It was just like... I was with my friends, and I freaking... Every single time we watched, I fell asleep.
Yeah. Slow. It's a slow show.
I know. And I'm not a big fan of slow stuff. And constant sex.
Yeah,
I like it, but...
Sex.
When you watch it with people, it's just like, Jesus, crime and ends. Can we skip this?
Yeah, get you.
They should put it like skip intro, skip sex scene.
That'd be funny.
That would be.
That's not bad.
It's not at all.
That's not bad.
Copyrighted, Tanner Smith.
Yep, that's not bad.
I'm going to sell that idea.
You should.
I probably could.
You probably could.
How?
I don't know. That's the headlines for the week.
Interesting.
Before we get out of here, we're going to talk about three other things. Number one, we're going to give a little bit of a recap on What If.
What is there to recap?
What if Thor were an only child? What'd you think, Tanner?
Well, me and the roommates sat down to watch it, and we all just kind of went like, I mean, if you could see me right now, we all kind of just went, what the hell is happening? What the hell is this? But I thought it was funny. What a waste.
It's
It was not at all what I wanted to see.
The most exciting piece of this episode was the ending, where you see the portal open and Ultron comes through.
I know.
And he's got an armor piece that has the Infinity Stones on it.
I was like, okay, why didn't they just play this episode, which they will this week,
this
right?
week. I think Ultron is supposed to be...
Vision.
He got the body. He's the villain that this season will have in the What If universe.
Oh, the multiversal...
Yeah, the What If multiversal... villain is going to be Ultron with the Infinity Stones.
Well, what the...
And all the Avengers that fight him are going to be the Avengers that we see in all these episodes, like Captain Carter. And
so the last episode is going to be long.
Black Star-Lord. Maybe.
I didn't even know they were going for a storyline.
I didn't think they were either.
Damn, they're kind of...
I don't know.
I don't like this. It's supposed to be just a bunch of what-if theory videos, like freaking like YouTube, where I go on YouTube and watch theory videos. That's what I expected.
Yep. They're going a little too far with it. Not sure if I like it.
I'm doing a freaking cinematic. I want to see him and...
The episode was boring to me.
I was bored. I mean,
I've been bored with all of these.
I mean, I was laughing a lot.
I was too, but I was bored.
He fixed the Leaning Tower of Piazza.
I know. I've been bored through a lot of these episodes, though.
Yeah, this is true. It's just not the type of... I mean, I liked a couple of them.
Yeah, I did too.
Doctor Strange, I loved.
I loved the zombie
one. Was awesome. Yeah. Live action. Yeah. Cool. But like, I don't know what to say about it. It's just, this episode was such an effing, what the heck, like a letdown.
It was just a drag, too.
And he was so damn annoying.
I know.
Oh, my God. He was
cool. You know what cool piece was Loki as the Frost Giant.
That was awesome. That was cool. Funny. You're my brother from another mother. I mean that. I mean it. I do. I thought that was funny because they hate each other. Well, they did.
Yeah.
Now they don't, but he's dead.
Yeah. Rip. I don't know. I
don't know.
I'm just kind of out on What If.
I'm still in.
I'm not. You're right.
We
I'm
have
not
to
out.
Be in.
I'm still in.
We don't have a choice.
But I'm, you know, I'm fiending for some new Marvel stuff. But that's okay.
Oh, we're getting it.
Because on Thursday night, we're going to see Venom.
Did you purchase the
not yet. I'm doing them tonight. I'm giving my friends a day to respond.
Cool.
And if they don't, then...
Send me a V request.
And we're going to
go. We're going to go ourselves.
Yep.
Skiddle.
So, we're just kind of on the edge of What If right now.
I'm on the edge
of What If.
And it's kind of hanging by a thread.
So, I think episode 8 comes out this week of Ultron. It's probably going to give the story of how he got the Infinity Stones.
I hope. And then 9 will be the
fight. We'll see how it goes.
Dumb.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I'm just kind of on it.
It's the perfect.
All right, this is not good content.
No, it's not. Sorry.
Do you want to talk about a little movie that we just watched this morning? If we have to.
Oh, God, do we have to?
It's going to be a quick episode. Wow.
It's too quick.
We really could talk about this. No, we can't.
This is not
a short one.
Yeah, but okay, so this morning we watched...
Cry Macho.
And no crying involved.
Nope. In fact, before we talk about it, though, I'm going to tell a little bit of information about the movie.
You're right. I forgot.
It's rated PG-13. It's about an hour and 45 minutes long. It just came out on HBO Max a few weeks ago. We needed a big release, and this is a Clint Eastwood movie, directed by and starring Clint Eastwood. It says, based on the book Cry Macho... Stars Clint Eastwood as a one-time rodeo star and washed-up horse breeder who, in 1978, takes a job from an ex-boss to bring the man's young son home away from his alcoholic mother in Mexico. Crossing rural Mexico on their way to Texas, the unlikely pair faces an unexpectedly challenging journey during the world-weary horseman may find his own sense of redemption through teaching the boy what it means to be a good man. That synopsis is better than the movie was.
I did not see any of half of that.
Nope. This movie stars Clint Eastwood, Dwight Yoakam, Daniel Gralula, and Amber Lynn Ashley. Yeah, man, I didn't care about this movie at all.
And newsflash to the kid. His mom's not just an alcoholic. She's also a hoe.
Yeah, she's a whore.
Big time.
Big time whore.
Is that offensive? No.
No, because that's what she is. She plays a whore.
Yeah, and she...
She tries to fuck him.
She tries to bang a 91-year-old man.
Yeah, she tries to fuck Clint Eastwood.
Well, maybe 90 at the time.
Yeah.
But, you know, he still holds up, though. He's still a badass.
Yeah, he is. But, like, I think one of the biggest problems with this movie is that they still try to give you the impression that Clint Eastwood is still a badass at 91 years old.
Yeah.
And there's like the scene of him like riding the horse and the camera keeps panning up to show him he's not on the horse.
Yeah.
Like Clint Eastwood is not on the horse. He's not doing any of his action scenes. He was riding it in some scenes.
Not in the Buckeye.
But you know, they're probably like helping him up like, all right, Clint, here you go, man. Here.
Yeah, but he looked like he was pretty mobile. He got down on his knee like and got right back up. And
yeah,
I was like,
yeah, but it was slow. Yeah. Every time he left a building, they were like, leave. And he'd just be like.
Well, they can't see what you're doing, but yes.
No, but I'm slowly turning. I don't know. It just didn't grip me at all.
No.
There was pieces that we said to each other, oh, this is going to be the moment where we're hooked. And nope. 5 minutes later.
We're both on our phones.
I was on my phone this whole movie.
I was kind of.
Which.
I don't get on my phone during movies. Have you ever noticed that?
Yeah, I did.
And I got on my phone.
I know. It impresses me that you don't get on your phone.
I never do because I usually don't
if I'm hooked.
I can't pay attention if I don't, you know.
If I'm not hooked, I'll get on my phone.
Yeah, I was just like, God, I try. Like, I keep looking up. The kid was funny once in a while.
Yeah, I mean, there were some moments where I was like, hell? That's awesome. But
what was the chicken's name? Macho. See, look, it's the title and I forgot his name.
That's a problem.
Puck, 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 puck.
This movie got a 2 out of 5 from me.
Me too. Two 2s out of 5s here.
It's just not enjoyable. I mean, maybe it is if you're a different person. We're young and we don't want to see this movie. Like our parents might like this movie a lot.
There was one scene where he punched somebody and I was like, ooh, that was it. Then another when the freaking rooster attacks. That guy sucks, by the way. The main enforcer that was trying to catch them the whole time is ass.
Yeah.
He let a 90... Actually, no, he didn't let anything. He let a chicken beat him.
Yeah.
Chicken beat him, dropped the gun. How do you drop a gun? Don't drop the gun. That's the number one goddamn rule. Hold on to that. If anything, pull the trigger on accident.
Yeah, shoot that chicken.
Yeah.
Shoot that cock.
Yeah, shoot him.
It just wasn't that enjoyable.
I don't know what else to say.
I was expecting more from it.
So was I, because it's Clint.
Yeehaw!
Yeah, he's old as shit. You think this is his last movie?
No.
He's 91 years old.
He's going to keep producing, though.
Oh, yeah. He'll keep directing and producing. Yeah. Maybe he won't star, but...
I was surprised to see him star.
I was too.
Yeah.
He's old as shit.
Very.
At one point early in the movie, he takes his hat off and you're like, oh my God.
Oh shit.
He is so old.
The woman laughed at him when he took the hat off.
Yeah. He is so old. Mm-hmm. But then she still tried to bang him.
And he goes, well, I better get the hell out of here.
Yeah, that's what he said.
Mission won't get
done.
She
literally. She dropped her robe and was like crawling on her bed and was like, and this is not an unattractive woman.
Not at all.
She was very attractive.
A-class freaking.
Yeah. Mamacita.
Mamacita.
She takes her robe off and is like doing the finger thing where she's like, come here.
And she's like, I'm down for anything.
And then he's like, well, time to leave.
These mechanics don't work like they used to. He didn't say that.
This mission ain't going to get done.
And then she gets pissed and then that's why the whole movie's the way it was.
Yep. Because he really didn't bang her.
This must be one boring ass.
Well, because he didn't gluck her.
No, not because she didn't get to gluck him.
Yeah. Gross. What were you going to say?
I'm just thinking about the book. Oh, freaking boring.
You got to think the book is putting people to sleep since 1978.
78 it came out?
I don't know. The shower hooks just made a noise. Catherine's probably about to take a shower, which she said she was going to do 30 minutes ago.
Or getting out of it.
30 minutes?
Well.
Yeah, maybe she shaved her legs.
Okay.
Girls take a long time to shave their legs. They do.
I take a long time to shave my legs, too.
Do you shave your legs?
Do I look like I shave my legs?
No.
No. I'm a hairy little bastard. I'm hairy as shit from this down. Everything else? Okay, never mind.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's okay. Okay.
I'm glad there's no thing. What do you call it?
The camera?
Yeah.
I'm about to rip ass.
I have been the whole time.
Really?
I've just been sitting here smelling my own shit.
Jesus. I had that meteor pizza before we started.
I had Zach's Daddy's.
Zaxby's will do it.
Oh, Zach's Daddy's.
Zaxby's will hit you hard. Anyway, Cry Macho Man. It's on HBO Max, but it's also in theaters. If you want to pay money to go see it, I would advise not.
He said it, if you want to pay money to go see it.
But I wouldn't advise it. It's probably a watch that you could do with your parents.
Or
this isn't an entertaining movie. Don't get the squad together to watch this. You will be bored.
We got the squad together this morning and we were
bored.
I was like, I got up.
About 30 minutes in, I was like, can we stop? And Henry was like, no, we've got to finish it.
We got to watch. We got to. We're doing it for y'all.
Yeah, we seriously do. If we didn't have Binge Boys, I would have turned this shit off 20 minutes in. Yeah.
I would have been like, let's watch freaking SpongeBob.
Yeah. It wasn't bad. It's just not the kind of movie for us.
No, it's not. It wasn't bad at all.
If I tell my parents to watch it, I guarantee they'll like it.
My dad might fall asleep during that.
Your dad will 100% fall asleep. My dad will also 100% fall asleep on it. Hell, my mom probably will too.
That'll be a nap movie.
I almost fell asleep watching it, and I was on my phone.
Luckily for the coffee, man.
Yeah, true.
The coffee.
Tanner, you remember last week when we did Binge Boys? We talked about our favorite movie ghosts. Talked about our favorite movie ghosts. Sheesh. Tanner's just ripping ass.
I'm not feeling good.
Oh, boy.
I got to go to an appointment after this, too.
Oh, yeah? Oh, yeah.
Sit there on a couch and, like, not a couch. Sit there on the whatever. The table.
Whatever. Well, before we go today, we're going to talk about our top five movie monsters.
Got a fat-ass pimple I just scratched, and it's making my nose.
Was it inside your nose?
No, right here.
Ah, yeah. It's one of those bastards.
It's an eye waterer. I need to just get it off right now.
Do it. Just do it.
Gone?
I don't know. I can't even see it.
Oh.
Oh, I see it.
It's gone now, huh?
Yeah, I think so.
Ow.
We have our top five movie monsters.
God damn, I gotta calm down, man.
We know how we do our top fives. We go back and forth about them if we need to. Let's do this thing. Top five movie monsters. Number five for me, King Kong.
Damn it.
I forgot King Kong?
Yeah.
I just Googled movie monsters.
I didn't. I just thought about
okay. It. Go ahead. What's your number five?
Quiet Place Monsters.
Oh, that's They're a good great. One. That's really good.
Yeah.
I didn't even consider them. Damn. All right. Number four for me, Jaws.
Damn it.
The shark from Jaws.
What the heck? Well, actually, number four now is King Shark. He counts as a monster,
King
doesn't
Shark.
He? King Shark. Suicide Squad.
From Suicide Squad.
I'm reading a book. I am smart.
Is he actually?
Is he a monster?
I mean, did you actually put him?
Yeah, put King Shark.
Oh, wow.
It's funny. We got a shark on there, just a different kind of shark.
Wow. All right. Well,
foreshadowing.
Number three for me is Godzilla.
God damn it.
What
the hell was I thinking?
I'm curious about your answers here, but yeah, Godzilla. Awesome movies as of late. Did you ever see? Yeah, we watched Godzilla vs.
Remember,
Kong.
I fell asleep during one of them.
Yeah. King of the Monsters.
We don't got to talk about that.
Yeah, we don't.
All right.
You're number three.
Pennywise, the dancing clown.
Time to float. We all float down here.
Yes, we do.
You'll float too. You'll float too.
Okay, sorry. That's creepy.
I love it.
Oh, it's such
That's such a good movie. We'll have to run through both of them.
Both of them at the same time.
Yeah.
Yeah. It 1-2.
The It,
Two was pretty coupling? Good, too.
Dueling?
Duo.
Duo.
Duology.
Yeah. Duology?
No.
No, that's not it. That's probably the study of two.
Yeah.
Maybe.
My
number two is Pennywise the Dancing Clown.
Damn.
Our neighbors are like, what the fuck's going on over there? Number... Two for you.
Sully.
From Monsters, Inc.?
Yeah.
Damn it, man. I didn't even consider the Monsters, Inc. monsters.
First thing I thought of.
Really?
Due to the title, Monsters. Man, we're just filling a lot of filler here.
Yeah. my number one favorite movie monster. Do you think you could guess what it is?
Hold on.
This was the first one I wrote down.
I don't know.
This is the movie monster for me.
Oh, crap.
And he's still in movies
Michael Myers.
Today. Nope. The T-Rex from Jurassic Park.
Damn it.
The T-Rex from Jurassic Park is my favorite movie monster.
That's a velociraptor.
Yeah. A lot of impressions this episode.
Not much. Mine.
Yep.
Is
Mike Wazowski.
Really?
Yeah. I love him.
What kind of list did you make?
Mike. 2-minute one. No, that's not it. I just couldn't think of any. I didn't want to look on the internet because I wanted to just think from the top of my head and I just couldn't think of shit.
Yeah, I get that.
That must mean I don't care much about Godzilla and King Kong and Ding Dong.
Well,
and,
King Kong was the one I had to look up. I was like, I need a fifth one.
Yeah.
But Mike, I was like, oh yeah, King Kong.
Mikey Wazowski's the funniest guy in the world.
Yeah, but these are like movie monsters.
This is a monster.
He is a... By definition, he is a movie monster.
That's what I'm saying. I win.
Maybe the fine print I should have put in, like...
Probably.
Threatening movie monsters.
You're right, damn it.
Welcome to the Himalayas!
Oh, I could put him, too. I could have filled my whole list with monsters. They're all threatening, if they want to be.
It's true.
Sully's a threatener.
It could let in a child!
Oh. He's better.
Yeah, he is.
Mike Wazowski.
Randall.
You know, fun fact about Randall. He's voiced by Steve Buscemi.
I knew that.
And he is the lead in Boardwalk Empire.
And I will be watching that show very soon.
Tanner, what top five should we do next week?
Top five gangsters? No.
We're not there yet. Well, we are going to review Venom.
And Many Saints in Newark.
Yes.
Could be.
We could do our top five favorite.
Symbiotes. No, I don't know what a symbiote is.
I'm trying to think. Top five. We could do top five Spider-Man villains. That's it.
Done.
There it is. Top five Spider-Man villains.
This is going to be easy. And no, it's not.
There's so many. I have a lot of favorite Spider-Man villains. Spider-Man has some of the best villains ever. Say what you want about Batman's villains, but Spider-Man has some dope-ass villains.
That's why I like him so much. You see how I went from Batman to Spider-Man? Because he's got so many in-depth, beast-ass villains.
Spider-Man has... I'm trying to think who has better villains, Batman or Spider-Man.
Batman.
That's tough.
Sorry. It's Batman. It has to be Batman.
How many Batman villains could you name off of the top of your head right now?
Penguin, Riddler, Two-Face, Joker. Hold on. Bane. I can get them all. Hold on a second. All right.
That's five.
Bane. Did I say Penguin already?
Yep.
Okay. What the hell?
You're struggling.
Mr. Freeze.
Okay.
What the hell, man? I'm better at this.
Poison Ivy.
Poison Ivy. Catwoman.
Mad Hatter.
Mad Hatter.
Killer Moth.
Killer Croc.
Killer Croc.
Man Bat.
Yep.
The Pig Guy.
Now you're just thinking of the Arkham games.
Now I am. Because okay. What the hell? I don't really know, I guess.
Now do the same thing for Spider-Man. I could. Ready?
Scorpion. Electro. Wilson Fisk. Venom.
Carnage.
What's his name? Electro.
Yep.
I already said that.
Sandman.
Sandman.
Lizard.
Venom.
Doc Ock.
Venom.
Okay, Hobgoblin.
Green Goblin. Harry Osborn,
Rhino.
Green Goblin.
Vulture.
Damn it. Yeah.
Spider-Man's
more iconic.
Those might be the two heroes that have the best villains.
They're
Spider-Man
the
and
most
Batman.
Iconic ones for sure. Can you name an Iron Man villain?
No.
Me neither.
Can you name a Captain America villain? Except for Red Skull?
No.
Damn it. Maybe Spider-Man and Batman are the two heroes with the most iconic villains.
We should argue that.
I think that's...
We should bring someone on here who loves one of them so much.
And we debate who has the better villain.
Yeah.
That'd be fun.
I could fight for either side.
That's a run through right
there. I
know. Run through.
Best villains and... Oh, yeah.
That'd be fun.
You know, I see like little videos about that stuff all the time. Little debates. Yeah. They get on channel to channel.
Spider-Man and Batman have the two most... Because think... Can you name a Superman villain? Besides Lex Luthor?
No.
The guy that Michael Shannon played?
Yeah, I don't
General
know.
General Zod?
Zod, Luthor, that big-ass T-Rex. Brainiac's all of them.
Yeah.
You can count that as a Batman villain, too, if you want.
I guess.
Kind of.
Justice League villain.
Yeah. Teen Titan villain.
So next week, we're going to do Venom, Let There Be Carnage review.
Ooh!
The Saints of Newark. What If Episode 8.
Let's go. What a lineup.
And top five Spider-Man villains?
Yeah.
Okay.
What is Matt going to watch? All of them?
I don't think Matt has seen The Sopranos, has he?
He's what? No.
Am I going to watch The Many Saints of New York?
Yeah, you saw it. It said it doesn't add too much. You'll actually know these characters now before you start Sopranos. It's not like they can spoil what happens to them because it's before.
Should I watch it?
Yes. It's going to be
all the time.
Fucking badass.
This weekend I'll be busy.
Yeah, I know.
I
will be too.
I'll have time.
I'm going to a Falcon game on Sunday.
I'll have time to watch both of them. I mean, we're seeing one of them Thursday.
Yeah,
I'll watch the other
one
Friday.
I'm going to my parents' house because they saw Sopranos back in the day. So
oh, really?
Watch that together. Yeah.
Then Wow, what a lineup next week. And this week on Thursday, the run through for Tropic Thunder comes out.
Tropical Thunder. Tropic Thunder.
Guys, everybody, we'll see you next time.
Damn.
That's it.
That's it.
Wait.
What?
I have a feeling we're going to watch Venom and then we're going to be talking theories for the next 5 days.
I hope so.
I know
so. That better be what it does.
I hear such good things about this movie. I'm so excited. I'm sorry. I'm just so excited.
Sounds like when a car doesn't start, like yours.
Yeah.
I'm so excited. All right, everybody. Bye.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.